Answers Magazine, Volume 8.2, page 15. Impact, Breaking Down Prison Walls. The truths found in Genesis are essential for effective prison ministry, says somebody who should know. Tim O'Dell, who oversees chaplains and programs for Corrections Corporation of America, or CCA, has found that apologetics, showing how the Bible can be trusted to answer life's deepest questions, is a way of life for successful prison chaplains. When you start talking to inmates about anything the Bible claims, they are quick to question its authority. One regular topic is race. Because divisions based on skin color are very pronounced in prisons, O'Dell must regularly show from Genesis that there is only one human race, descended from Adam through Noah. This truth helps break down these racial barriers. Conflicts are such a regular part of prison life that new believers must quickly learn how to bridge these barriers, especially with other Christians, if they hope to display the gospel's truly life-changing power in the prison yard. For new Christians to throw off biases based on race, they must learn wholesome truths from God's Word, beginning with the basics. Many do not place much value on human life, especially the life of someone from a different race. Our culture's evolutionary teaching reinforces this wrong thinking. O'Dell shows inmates that man was created brilliant and perfect in the image of God. God values human life, and so should we. This emphasis completely changes prisoners' mindset. One prisoner in Mississippi wrote that the Genesis one race message helped liberate him from the mentality of the Ku Klux Klan. Today, his best friend and mentor is a man he would have hated years ago just for the color of his skin. Only Jesus Christ can work this kind of change, freeing sinners to serve him with joy even behind prison bars. Truly, he does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
Impact. Answers for a changing culture. Protestant nations, even those that enjoyed great revivals in the past century, are rapidly becoming Acts chapter 17 cultures. They are losing their biblical foundation and have more in common with the pagan Athenians of Acts chapter 17 than the Jews of Acts chapter 2. As Christians engage a variety of cultures and ethnic groups unfamiliar with Old Testament history, evangelism in these nations is not as straightforward as it once was. Consider Wales, famed for the Welsh revivals. Believers there preach the gospel, but can struggle to see results. Paul Daniel, an evangelist raised in the Welsh capital, knows the situation well. He grew up in church, but attended secular high school and university. He believes a big part of believers' problems is their inability and often reluctance to show how their faith makes sense of our world. For example, Paul says, dismissing a question about dinosaurs and fossils with, "Yes, they exist, but what matters is that you believe in Jesus," doesn't inspire confidence in the Bible. But just as the Apostle Paul reached the Athenians in the book of Acts, Paul Daniel is confident that the church can reach the Welsh. He says if God's people are willing and equipped to answer real questions from their anti-biblical culture, more people will listen to the gospel. Paul serves in one church as an evangelist and travels to speak in others. He has noticed that Christians are concerned about declining church attendance and recognize the need to preach the gospel, but they don't necessarily see the need for apologetics to address unbelievers' objections. The key, he believes, is to teach apologetics in churches from Sunday school upward, equipping Christians with confidence to present a watertight gospel to the lost. Many people think that preaching the gospel alone is enough. But Paul says, "You're telling me how amazing heaven is, even though we can't see it. But you're also saying that we can't be sure of the beginning of the Bible and the stuff we actually see on the planet. And you're asking me to believe?" Paul remembers speaking to an atheist about where the stars come from. "There was me, wondering which part of the New Testament gospel I'd point him to. Then I showed him Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. and it got his attention. He has been coming to church regularly ever since, and I pray God will mercifully open his eyes. There's a lot of work to do, but churches in Wales are beginning to emphasize training laypeople and leaders to answer those difficult questions. Now it's time for churches to get those answers to the pagan culture around them.
Impact, the final nail in evolution's coffin. Many of us would love undeniable proof that evolution is a lie. We soak up the evidences for a young Earth and a young universe. We thrill to strong arguments for God's existence. We dream of the day someone finds a dinosaur living in some remote jungle. We just know that the right evidence will silence Christianity's critics once and for all. But there is no excuse for denying creation's witness, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. And, in fact, more solid proof is already in our hands. God's Word, the Bible, is living and powerful, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. As would be expected from a holy God, His Word has stood the test of time. It has been proved reliable again and again in its historical accuracy, fulfilled prophecy, and the revolutionized lives of Christ's followers. If the goal of our apologetics is somehow to silence all skeptics with proofs outside the Bible, we are on the wrong track. God has given the world a witness with unmatchable power to convict hearts, His Word. And the Holy Spirit is at work convicting sinners of their disobedience to that Word. The sinner's problem is one not simply of the head, but also of the heart. We don't have within ourselves the power to change hearts. The strength comes from God. Our most important line of argument is the Bible itself. And all the logic in the world won't convict a willful sinner unless the Holy Spirit works in his or her heart. So why even bother with apologetics? Apologetics is God's chosen tool for his children to help others recognize the truth of Scripture. As we follow the biblical command to be ready always to give a defense of the faith, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, God can use our words to help others see the blinders that Satan has put on their minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Acts chapter 17, verses 19 to 34. God meant for the truth about the Bible to be shared in person. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 41, and chapter 16, verses 29 to 33. Salvation is supernatural. If we count on our reasoning ability to convince skeptics, we will be discouraged. That applies to our own hearts as well. If we depend on evidences outside the Bible to strengthen our faith, we can be shaken every time another argument comes along that seems to undermine the Bible. We need to make sure our trust rests in the God who gave us Scripture, not human arguments that question His Word. Knowledge begins with the fear of God and His Word, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. A person who knows the risen Christ as Creator and Savior does not need a constant stream of scientific evidence to keep his faith. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ or in your own reasoning?